This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Trucker Thursday here on Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, downtown Green Bay, where it is 8 degrees, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, in Appleton and Oshkosh, where it is 9 degrees in both places, and it feels like minus 4 right now. Also, of course, on the Civic Media app, and AM-wise, 1590 AM, coming your way, and also 1100 AM, and we got another email, as we talked about a little bit yesterday, Todd, from
the Czech Republic.
Czech Republic.
Prague.
Finland and the Czech Republic, they're listening to us.
Wow. We're going to get a map here. You guys have been all over the world, but we're going to get a map and put a pin where people are listening to us.
Yeah.
Hey, so, that'd be cool.
So that's going to be fun. And it's going to be a world map, not just a U.S. map. Oh, so it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, we're big time.
We are.
John Kramer, Kevin Osgo, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. And one of the things you're involved with this weekend is the All Canada Show. Do they still have that exact same jingle? The All Canada Show.
Oh, I'm not going to sing it. Okay. I've heard it over and over again.
Todd, remember that one?
Yes, I do.
The All Canada Show.
And like I mentioned during the commercial break, no mosquitoes.
Nah.
They don't talk about that.
In Canada.
That's a really well-attended show.
Oh, and they don't toss out your potatoes anymore, do they? Do you remember that? Years ago, if they would search your car, and if you had potatoes, they made you throw them out.
Oh, at the border?
At the border.
Wow.
How many people are bringing potatoes over the border?
A lot of people. Because there was some kind of an embargo or somebody help us out here. Does anybody remember when you try to go fishing in Canada and they would search your car and if you had potatoes, you had to throw them out?
Is this a dream you had?
Yes. No! Somebody back me up on this.
Right.
It was a great Canadian potato embargo. You just said what it was.
Yeah.
I'm being honest here.
I'm going to have to Google that later.
Please do.
I'll do that. So Thursday.
Todd, look it up.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Todd?
Is it today?
Well, let me just do this
Starts
for you.
Today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just do this.
Very dysfunctional.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. So that music is apropos because the show opens today.
In fact, a little later this morning, John and I are going over there to set up the Coast Guard booth.
Where are you guys going to do that? Where is it located? It used to be Brown County Arena for 100 years.
Oh, it's at the Radisson Conference Center now.
Yeah. Nice.
At the Oneida Casino.
Beautiful place.
Nice free parking.
It is free parking.
I was telling Johnny last night, I was over there, and you know, they make money on parking around the arena, the Rush Center, and all that. And you go to, I went to the basketball game last night, and it's hard to pay $10 and then, $20 a ticket and then get blown out.
Please tell me.
2-19.
Please tell me you didn't give the parking attendant any guff.
Okay, this is what I did, John.
Well, that's a
Kevin,
yes,
if you're not familiar with the show, it's an ongoing.
I want to get to you guys because you're much more important than this story.
We'll just have our own.
Okay.
That's not a bad idea.
The guy blocks off the parking at what's the name of that hotel?
D2?
Best Western.
The old Midway.
That's what I'm looking for, Midway. So he blocks off the parking and he charges $10. Okay. Across the street at Stadium View, it's free. And across the street, it's $10. That's even closer. I'm like, and there's nobody that parks there. Like, for $7, you could get a lot more cars parked here, you know. And then John and I went there, and I tried to negotiate with him, and he wasn't open to that.
You know what he says to the guy? He goes, hey, you weren't here last game, were you? He goes, no, I was. He goes, I liked it better when you weren't.
Well, then it was free. what I did, and this is true, I had dinner there at D2. So I said, look, I'm having dinner here. And I really did. I brought a friend of mine. And
well, that's good.
And the guy's like, that's fine.
Well, nice of you.
That was nice of him, too.
Yeah.
For not charge me. Anyway, you guys, you are at the Radisson, which is an awesome place. All right. You can sneak away a little bit and do a little gambling if you want. But more importantly, attend your show. If people haven't been here, and like you said, 100 years, I don't think it's been here 100 years, but it's been here, 30?
Oh, my gosh. Probably. I mean, it's been as long as I've been here, it's been here. And I've been here at 11 now.
Okay.
So, yep.
What a great show. What will people see there? Why would someone want to go to the Canada show.
And I just want to throw one thing. Todd, when you just played that theme, that brought back images and memories of me and Al Sampson going to that thing, walking around the All-Canada show.
Oh, yeah.
Honest to God, and a legendary Al Sampson.
When you walk around the All-Canada show, kind of the hub of the wheel of the show is all about fishing.
It is.
It is all about fishing, and we know what a passion that is here in Northeast Wisconsin. And I think that's why it's such a well-attended, successful show, is so many people fish here, and this is an opportunity to really take that to another level.
And I've gone walleye fishing in Canada. We fish for lake trout and pike and everything too, but the main thing was, and I just found some old video. This was probably 2005 I went, whatever. And
did you bring your own potatoes?
Wouldn't let us. Right. And we had a slab of walleye, and that was just one day, like the size of this table amongst four guys. The fishing up there is beyond belief.
And I think some people may think, well, it's Canada, it's a different country. It's not that far away, and they have these great places you can rent now, right? I mean, they've really upgraded there.
When you walk around the exhibit floor there, that's what you'll see. You'll see all these different resorts, places where they have the boat guides, places where you can just have access to the boats and go out on the lake, and the different lodges. It's a really cool way to just see what – that was your chair?
I was moving my motivation to
that. I thought that my dog has a new squeak toy at home, and I thought, did it come with me by accident?
A little higher pitch than that. But I think people think, Disney, and that's cool to do that with your kids, but – that's a family thing when your boys get a little bit, or even daughters.
Absolutely.
To go to Canada, and they have some great packages. What else are they? Are they promoting any of their, I mean, what, 80-90% of the people live within X number of miles from the border. But do they talk a little bit about other stuff besides the fishing? Is there some products that they have?
They do. They have all sorts of things. And I when we're there, we're in our booth working, engaging with the locals who are at the show, talking about what if they have a boat and they go fishing, then we want to reach out to them about boating safety. But we take a break every now and then and wander the show, and they're doing presentations all day long. And they cover everything from, and you need a bag of stuff. You need to get a bag to carry the, not just the information that they're handing out, but they give you all kinds of those, great little Chuskies, widgets and
swag.
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 Yo-yos, rulers, pens.
And then they hit the Coast Guard booth and we're like, I got rules for you.
Ruler? No.
We just got some of those, the gimme booths. So, hey, give me a cap.
I can give you the federal regulations there you need to meet on the boat.
What do you guys find where you have to say to yourself sometimes, really? You're out here on the water. You're going to be going on the water. And you can't just follow these rules. What are some of the ones where you guys almost just say, really?
Well, here's one that'll make you say, really. And I usually do this at the boat show. I do a presentation there every year. Every year, the Coast Guard puts out a very, very detailed report on incidents that happen coast to coast all across the country. And it's usually lags about a year behind. It takes a while to gather up all those numbers. But it all boils down to almost every year. It fluctuates a little bit, but it's an 80-20. And I now call it the 80-20 rule. And it's a rule we're trying to break. And that is 80% of the people on the water have never taken a boating safety class. Now, imagine, if you will, a snowy Friday, busy holiday afternoon, Friday, I-43, and only 20% of the people have had a driving license.
Isn't that something?
And then put them all out there, and what do you think's going to... That's what happens when you get out on the water.
Don't you have to? I thought you had to have a license.
Because you have to even get...
You have to take a boating safety class if you're young, if you were born before... After 1989. After 1989.
So I could get a boat, zero instructions, zero anything, and go out on the water legally?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And I'll follow that up with, I'm a kayaker, and I go,
so
there's,
am
a,
I?
There's a great ramp down by the 172 bridge in Holloway. And I go down there and hang out, and I was at the ramp there, and a couple came in, really nice boats, 17-foot sea kayaks, and I said, I asked him if could I do a quick vessel and safety inspection for you? Oh, yeah, sure. And well, first thing I noticed, they don't have life jackets, not on or on the deck. And I said, well, where are your life jackets? And they reached in under the deck and pulled out boat fenders. What? You know, the white cylindrical boat fenders. And I said, those aren't life jackets. And they said, well, it says U.S. Coast Guard approved. And I said, show me where. And
those aren't PFD.
They are not PFDs.
They are not PFD.
And these were knowledgeable people who, had spent... Wow. Probably between those two boats, lots of thousands of dollars for those boats, but did not have life jackets with them out on the water. And that's where that 80-20
comes
back.
Can you get fined, or what do you guys do when you see that?
No, we
can't. If you're on the water.
The Coast Guard Auxiliary can do everything the Coast Guard does with the exception of law enforcement and military service. So We don't have any enforcement mechanism, but I do share with them that if a Coast Guard boat were to have stopped you, or even the DNR or the city or the county, that's $195 a piece.
Wow.
To not have that life jacket. So
wow, that's that a quick jacket. $400 to ruin your day.
Well, you know, what ruins it worse is if you need it and you don't have
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So that's regulated by the – well, how come you guys don't lobby for that? Because if 80% of the people – the only reason, I think a big reason people have driver's license and took driver's ed is because it's a law.
Right.
It's not like, oh, I want to be safe. I'm going to go take this class. I had to do it. And why don't you lobby for that? And I thought I got to buy a pontoon boat license because at Elkhart, like, it was $10. What was that? I thought I had to get a license. I don't.
If it's an inland lake and there might be a county, there might be ordinance or some local ordinance involving that. There are some states that do require an endorsement on your driver's license. And one of the ones in the last couple of years that got high praise from the Coast Guard was actually the state of Alabama now requiring that boaters get take the class and have an endorsement on their license.
I'm sorry, that
it.
Just seems like the last place.
I know.
They should work on
I'm
dentists.
I'm desperate to go to Banff or Whistler, Canada. Will there be any touristy info at the show?
Although there's plenty of touristy info. It's worth, you know, I think there's an admission fee to the show, so it's probably not.
It's $12 online, which is not a lot. $20 for the whole weekend. Kids under 17 are free. What a family thing to do.
Oh,
there's
it's
no,
on.
There's
it's
no,
great. It's awesome.
I hear the Packers are out of the playoffs, so, I mean, let's go.
John, I got to ask you something, bro. You were in military for how many years?
Over 30.
Fun being back in uniform and doing something again?
It is. So I left the Army not necessarily on my terms.
It's not like you punched a captain or something.
I medically retired. But I still had that itch or that in my heart to continue to serve. And this gives me an opportunity to not just serve in general, but to serve the community. And, you know, I miss the uniform. I miss the camaraderie. I miss some.
Well, it was such a part of your life for so many years.
Correct. And it's.
It's like Jim still thinks he's mayor.
But I didn't miss some of the BS that went along with serving.
Yeah. And John, you never reference your TV days.
Quiet.
So. And with this organization, there's a lot less of that.
Yeah.
So it's it's great to be part of this organization and being able to help with the community and you know, ultimately save lives.
I think it's awesome.
People respect you guys. I mean, I think we're pretty good in this community about respecting law enforcement or first responders, but people love the Coast Guard. When you have your open houses, man, everybody's there. The kids are in awe, and you teach them something.
Yeah, the Coast Guard has, they just do a lot of things, and they do it well.
We got to take a quick break. Right? John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. Talk about the All Canada Show coming to Green Bay, actually starting today and going throughout the weekend. You guys stick around for a minute? Sure. All right, back right after this.
When I'm far from home, feeling blue, thank God for the radio, playing all night long, playing all.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
God for the radio, playing all night long, playing all the songs that mean so much to me.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here. We're with John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary. The All Canada Show coming up starting today out at the Radisson in Oneida. Coming up in just a little bit, Chris Leonard and the gang from Headlines with the Press Times. Sarah Danahy, Executive Director of Community for Hope of Greater Oshkosh, talking about suicide, survivor loss, support group, and Project Safegood coming up. Jeff Allen, great comedian, come up with a show at Cup of Joy down the road. Well, back to you guys once again. Talk about some of the other projects you guys are working on right now with the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Well, one of the big ones right now is we have these, we've been talking about taking a boating safety class. You may not have to if you were born before 1989, but it's
I feel like
fun
I'm
idea.
In that gray area where you're old enough, you don't have to take the class, but now you're too old to get on the water.
You're never no.
Am I in that spot,
no,
John?
No, you're never
John,
too old to get on the
John,
water.
John, you'll be brutally honest with me.
John.
John. Yeah.
I don't want you mad at me again.
All right, fine.
Now there's.
As long as you're not at the helm, I think it'd be fine.
Yeah, you can be on the boat. You'd be good.
What's a helm?
That's the wheel.
Okay.
You'd be a good passenger.
You'd be a great passenger.
I'm a phenomenal passenger.
But there's no age limit on that. And that's so relaxing. There's a lot of ways you can boat, but just going up the locks. And you guys are down in Appleton and Oshkosh, right?
Yeah, we have flotillas in Fond du Lac and Neenah-Menasha, as well as Green Bay. And then we have detachment where we have a huge group of, not huge, but a small group of members that also work in Sheboygan and Sturgeon Bay. And what they're all working toward now is we have boating safety classes. If you live in Fond du Lac, the Fox Valley, or Green Bay, there are boating safety classes that anyone can sign up for and take. It's a one-day or two-day class, depending on how the flotilla sets it up. Green Bay's setup is two. John's most familiar with what they're doing here in Green Bay. But that's an opportunity to sit in a room and ask people questions, ask the instructor questions. The DNR test online is great for that basic level of knowledge. And honestly, based on that 80-20 rule and seeing what some of these accidents end up looking like, when there's a bad accident on the water, when something goes wrong on the water, it goes bad fast. You have seconds to know what to do. So the best way to be prepared, take that DNR class online and then go take a class in person where you can ask questions of someone who knows the answers before you get out on the water.
Yeah, I would say there aren't a lot of minor little...
No, well, there are minor things.
There are minor, but you know what I mean? A lot of times this is, you know, things moving pretty fast. John, for yourself, I mean, having been military and now in this, some of the things that are instilled with a person after so many years in military, you still carry them with you on a day-to-day basis?
You can ask my wife that.
Okay.
it's always there. There's, you know, I was active guard reserve, so I didn't have it pounded in my head my whole life, and I have the ability to think outside the box. But yeah, there's a lot of guys that have been active duty their whole life that just can't
separate
and walk away from that. So
yeah,
but it's nice to be in this organization to reel me back in a little bit.
That's cool.
It leaves an imprint on you. My 4 years is like forever ago. I'm the fastest eater at any table unless there's another Navy guy there.
We just got a text. If I can bring it up, Todd texted and he said, if you go to the All Canada show, stop and meet Sunset Country Adventures. Steve Smith and his wife Erin are awesome people.
So great.
There you go.
Great. I got a text here. John didn't know that he personally doesn't need a license and he owned the Fossil. That phenomenal wooden boat he had. Glad that thing got stolen before he could operate it on water. Yeah, I had a boat and somebody stole it. John, I'm going to make you an offer.
Please.
How about you and I go half and half on a boat this summer?
Don't do it, John.
What do you think?
No, I'm not going to do it.
Think about it.
There you go.
So
you live right by the water.
We can park it right at your place. Busy. He's really busy with the auxiliary. See that giant camera he has?
I do.
Right.
he documents all the work that we do in Northeast Wisconsin.
I know. Remember you had the gentleman in here from Patriot Rating Project? You had Jack Gage?
Yes, of course.
He'll take you out.
All right.
Go out on his boat.
But I want my own boat. I want to be able to tell people I own a boat.
Go on other people's boats. Save you a lot of money.
How many?
Join the Coast Guard. Get trained up. Come on a crew.
Got this. Can the public get involved working with or volunteering with the Coast Guard?
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. The website where all the questions can be answered is cgox.org. Join cgox.org. Join cgox.org. All the answers to all your questions can be
AUX
for auxiliary. And there's even a place to fill out the initial interest application, and that will get forwarded to whatever. If you put your hometown as Appleton, it'll go to the Neenah-Menasha Flotilla. If you put Green Bay, it'll go to the Green Bay Flotilla.
Cool.
So whatever town you live in, put it there, and it'll bring up the closest flotillas to you. And you can actually choose if you have a little inside information, because flotillas have their personalities as well. There's flotillas that the Green Bay Flotilla did almost 700 vessel safety exams last summer.
Wow.
700. And all of Lake Michigan, where there are 1,000 auxiliarists like us, there were only about 1,200 done. So most of them were done right here in Green Bay.
Question for you, though. Talk about what else you do at the Maritime Museum in Sturgeon Bay. That's a phenomenal place.
That's my day job.
That's phenomenal.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. And we have boats. You can come look at them, but you can't get in them.
Jim and I both want to run museums. I want to run a veterans museum. He wants to run a music museum.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you stories that will make you love radio.
Well, I know it costs money. But we do want to do that because I think they're so interesting and so educational. They're for everybody. I think that's what's cool about it.
They tell amazing stories.
Yeah.
So we talk on this show, I mean, you know, we're on here for 3 hours, and we talked about New Year's resolutions, and you know, a lot of people are going to try and lose weight and maybe won't achieve that, but people should sign up. New Year's resolutions to take your boater safety class.
Take a boater safety
class. And it's fun. And those are, boaters are pretty fun people, like,
they are.
In general, you know, right. And who else waves to you every time you drive by them, you know?
And who don't you want to be the one that knows what to do when
right.
something goes wrong out
exactly.
there? And you're seeing something go wrong and you're on the sidelines and you can help just by throwing out, hey, why don't you do this?
Exactly.
Somebody wants to pass you. How do they do that?
Right.
You want to pass somebody else. How to do that safely.
Right.
And what
which do you pass in the right or the left on the water?
Either.
Oh, you can do either. Oh, okay.
You got to signal which one you're going to do.
You right. got to stay on the right of buoys though, right?
Well outside the buoy.
No. You're going to stay inside, in between
inside?
The buoys.
Okay. I was thinking
red right returning. If you're coming
okay,
back,
that's
keep
right.
the red buoy.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. That's close.
I only took the test once, so.
Did you take it?
Yeah, I thought I had to, but he said I didn't, but
no,
I did.
Because, oh. Yeah, if but that 1989 birth year makes it an option.
Oh, boy.
I was.
You're kids
you guys
on
are,
the water.
You guys are definitely grandfathered in.
Great-grandfathered in. Ancestry.com.
That's right.
I think that's great that you offer this, and you're such a friendly, welcoming auxiliary. I mean, I've been to your events, and like everybody likes you guys.
Well, we're made up of the community. It's the same people from your community. The active duty has to change out every couple years,
right.
but our group of people has been here a long time. They've been on the water a long time. They got a lot of knowledge of the area, and we're happy to share it with people.
All right,
outstanding.
And then let's just one more on the Canada
show
today that starts today.
What time? Like 4 o'clock ish.
At no man, it's 5 till 9 tonight and tomorrow, or 3 to 8, and then the whole weekend 10 to 6, 10 to 3. So, $12 online, $14 if you're at the gate or at the door. Weekend pass for the whole weekend is $20, and kids under 17 are free.
The All Canada Show at the Radisson, Mod on the Air. Back after us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man who's accused of setting fire to U.S. Congressman Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office appeared in court Wednesday, where he was charged with arson, attempted burglary, criminal damage to property, and terrorist threats. 19-year-old Caden Stachowicz of Menasha told police that he started the fire in response to the TikTok ban, which Grothman voted in favor of. Stachowicz is being held on a $500,000 cash bond. He will be back in court on January 30th for his preliminary hearing. Grothman represents the 6th Congressional District. He was first elected in 2014. As the state struggles with a growing unhoused population and a lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue to rise as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents toward rental options, and the supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. An inmate at Green Bay Correctional Institution faces 23 counts of lewd and lascivious behavior for allegedly exposing himself to female staff members. 47-year-old Zurich Simmons was charged for the incidents that took place between March 21st and June 13th of 2023. The criminal complaint refers to 89 incidents, but some were outside of the statute of limitations. Simmons made his initial court appearance on these charges Wednesday. He has previous convictions for attempted sexual assault of a child, among other charges. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks having John Kramer, Kevin Osgood, United States Coast Guard Auxiliary, in town here. And the All Canada Show happening at the Radisson starting today at 5 o'clock, I think, right?
Yep.
Running all weekend. It is a lot of fun, folks. One of those things, that, even if you don't fish much, go on out there. There's so many cool exhibits and different things. It's really, really cool.
Well, and, Jordan, and, why are you saying that, you know, maybe become part of the U.S. So, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
No, but Canada is not that far away, and there it is a different country, but it's just, you know, for recreation, and there's a lot more in this show. So I think if people are looking for something to do, it's a great show. It's been coming here for 30 years.
It's fantastic. And I've done it. I've gone fishing up there. They take great care of you. Joining us right now, Chris Leonard and Kerry Yang, Headlines with the Press Times. We really enjoy this segment. Thank you guys both for being here.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Kerry, what did I tell you if you ever come back again?
I completely forgot.
You must wear mittens or gloves before you walk, because you've got the coldest hands in town.
I do. It is pretty cold outside.
Warm heart. All right. Kerry, and you're kind of featured with the Press Times this week, and that's such a great paper because we've just lost a little bit of this local local connection, and the Press Times has stepped up on that. Matter of fact, I just was seeing a big-time attorney, and he just brought up the Press Times. Because I was telling him about, he listens to Johnny's in our show, and he goes, I just like that local thing. It's the only good local media we have here is the Press Times. I thought it was pretty nice. This guy who's lived here for many, many years, and I think that's great. And we're featuring you, or they're featuring you. We're going to read it. Kerry Yang, you wear two hats in this city. Tell us about the City Hall, and then tell us about the autism. Go ahead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, so
and welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much.
Would you like some Tang?
No, I'm
Are
good
you
with
sure?
the water. Yes, no, thank you.
Okay, so we're both having the cold water.
Yes. Remember?
This makes cold water so much better, you can't believe it. Two squirts of Tang, it's unbelievable.
No, okay.
Hey, Kerry, don't worry about it. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, don't do it.
All right. $7.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
All right. That was a thanks anyway.
So in my day job, I am the community liaison and special events coordinator for the mayor's office. So in that role, I do work with a lot of nonprofits and community organizations. And it was from that role that I pretty much learned about other funding that was available. So my sisters and I have always wanted to start a nonprofit. We just never had the funds available for that. So working in my role, I did see that there was a lot of help available. So that's when we started our nonprofit, which is called Hmong Hands Neurodiverse Disability Support, which is hands for short because it's quite a mouthful.
Tell me that again. So, no, just right. I think that's great that you're doing that because
I know I was trying to follow all of it. You're rattling it all out, which is really impressive.
All right. So you're full time in the mayor's office, kind of special events. And we've worked with your predecessor who went to DePere.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we were going to close off the streets for our 1 year anniversary and I forgot to cancel the order. So she was very timely in getting the barricades and everything here. And we're like, we didn't. And that was my fault.
That's a higher low point of our career here. Jim goes running out as the guys are setting up barricades for an event that's not going to happen.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
So Jim doesn't have somebody like you now that he's not mayor. But so if he depends on me.
I learned that the hard way. So tell me what you do in the mayor's office. So it's special events for...
Oh, sure. So the events are small and large. So the largest one we have, of course, is the NFL draft that's coming to town. But there's also small ones where if you're just having an event at a city park that is open to the public, that maybe you get under 250 people. So that small to as large as you could probably see.
Block party.
Yes, and just a block party.
When I was mayor, we delivered the barricades. Now we got to pick them up.
Ring it up. Yes. Ring it up. Yes. Ring it up.
Yes.
We have That's to do all right. that. You know how every time you hear a bell and Angel gets his wings? Every time he says, when I was mayor, we have to give him a bell. And we think a former politician who might be in purgatory gets his wings.
Boy, we got to ring that bell a hell of a lot more because there's a lot of us in there. Okay. And then tell us about the nonprofit. You started with your sisters? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Tell us about it.
So my son was diagnosed with autism at 3 years old. My sister Linda, she had a son that was born with a physical disability. He is 10 years old right now. So in the Hmong community, there isn't too much awareness, so we don't really talk about differences. So we wanted to really bring awareness awareness and acceptance to our community and also the wider community. So that's why we started our nonprofit, to really help our kids in the future.
That's awesome.
So what's the focus of your nonprofit?
Our focus is to try to make sure that there's a better world for our kids. And then also, we just had a Hmong mother referred to us from one of our board members from the Green Bay Public School District. She doesn't speak any English, and her son was just diagnosed with autism at 8 years old. She did not have anywhere to turn to, so we helped her navigate the system, because I've also been through it, to try to get ABA services for her son. So it's kind of helping the community overall, bringing more social connectedness.
Is there concern? Is there a trend too much of autism amongst your community?
And that's like debatable within our community. Some people don't want to acknowledge that. But I personally do think that there is.
It sounds like it kind of, doesn't it? At least explore it.
Oh, yes. I definitely do. And that's one of the main problems that we're running into, that people just don't want to accept that fact.
Okay.
And during the interview process, Carrie had said something to the effect that it was difficult to navigate the medical industry. And she said that she couldn't imagine not speaking English very well and trying to navigate it on top of that.
You know, a gentleman given a bunch of books.
We didn't introduce
here.
Chris, though.
Chris, Chris, the
senior editor, right?
Yep,
yeah.
The Press Times. The young girl, had written a book in like 1979, 80, somewhere around there. And I want to say she was 14 when she came here. And I want to say like Wisconsin Rapids, one of those areas, was kind of the headquarters. And just what it was like as that first generation of American Hmong.
Yes.
What that was like, and the barriers, and her parents, what they went through.
Yes.
But you want to talk about a study in perseverance? Yes. Holy cow.
Yes.
Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree.
I mean, think about that. Moving to another country, you don't speak the language, and you're just thrust in a different climate, different whatever. Wow.
But with that said, and you're like, that's a tough place for anybody to be. The Hmong community's done extremely well.
You're not on a lot of
social assistance. You know,
yes.
And you guys just, and I'm pretty familiar with the Hmong community. Mm-hmm. I worked with them, and the events. And what I love about your organization is that you really treasure your culture.
Mm-hmm.
This, the events you have and the dances. We went to that restaurant opening.
Absolutely.
Here, and they had the dancers from Appleton come down.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say one quick thing. The younger kids are kind of assimilating themselves, like, really. And I remember I had Hmong clients when I was in real estate, and I was showing them for another Hmong residence, okay? And we opened the closet, and they're like, had big thing, please do not touch, please don't. There's all these shrines and candles and everything. And I asked these two young girls, I said, is this what you pray to? Is this what you honor? They both looked, sure. I don't know, we're from Kakana.
And a lot of Hmong kids nowadays don't even speak Hmong.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, and
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean,
you hate to lose it.
Yeah, it's part of the culture that they're not having, so they're not connecting with their elders.
I mean, I remember my dad and my grandma speaking Italian, and I so wish I would have picked up on that.
Yes,
you know, even if I've never used it, it'd be cool to have.
Yes,
I think we can learn a lot from the Hmong community. And let me tell you a couple things that I think we can learn from. One is respect for the elders. Mm-hmm. I think you do a better job than some other communities. You're a healthier culture, and
mm-hmm.
And I love your stores over here on Bodart and Bodum. And then your family thing is super, super important to
mm-hmm.
you. I mean, you guys don't let that break up for anything. And those are good things. And I think it's great what you're doing. And but I think the Hmong culture has been pretty well embraced here, because you've been just great neighbors since you got here. You know, some cultures come in and they had bad experiences, and then they make a general statement, which isn't true, but mm-hmm. you don't. But you become doctors and teachers.
Yes.
I mean, the way to, they say that, you know, the best way to get out of poverty is become a doctor. And yeah, that's not uncommon for your culture.
It's not. And I feel like a lot of the Hmong people, especially in the Midwest, really love it here. It is definitely our home now.
Yeah. That's great.
How long did it take to adapt to, I mean, from what, Laos, pretty
yes.
much, where it's like 108 degrees and 90% humidity every day.
Snakes.
Yes.
And you come here and yesterday was 31 degrees below zero.
Oh my gosh. Yes. It's kind of crazy. When my mom came here, she told us that she had remembered that the trees were all red, and she was like, oh, I think their land is on fire.
Do they talk much about back in the home country, if you want to put it that way?
They do, but they tend to talk about the good times. But one of the problems that we face is that they don't really talk about the traumas that they went through, especially right. like the Vietnam War, how they got over here. And that kind of contributes to kind of our mental health issues, where if we don't talk about things, they just kind of fester.
We had a group of veterans here, Hmong veterans, a few months ago, and they were spectacular, wonderful, wonderful. And we just kind of scratched the surface on what they went through in helping American downed pilots. They put their lives on stake. I mean, whole villages put their entire village life at stake by helping an American back in those days. And they still did it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I'm just going to lay out, we abandoned them when we left. We just abandoned them. It was a horrible, horrible thing. But you guys didn't just capitulate. You fought back and you did whatever, and you're sitting right here today.
Yes, and we're very grateful to those Hmong veterans.
Yep. And you're not an angry culture. I mean, you know, if you read about it, it's like, we could have done a better job. But, you know, now we're all in here together. I really love the way you work in your neighborhoods. You work at NWTC. You just said very, very integrated into this community. And you're a good example for other organizations, cultures.
Totally,
I mean, it just works. So
yeah.
Tell me this. What your goal is with this whole nonprofit, the autism, is it? Because I hear sometimes in Wisconsin, the programs are there, but the awareness isn't.
We definitely want to raise awareness, but first we just need to get the acceptance of the Hmong community. Sometimes it might be a little hard with a new organization coming to town. So we just want to make sure that we're open for people to come. And a lot of organizations sometimes are open when people aren't working. So we want to make sure that we're open on the weekends to make sure that people are coming in, just getting familiar with our organization.
And I think it's okay to ask for help.
Yeah, it definitely is. And that's sometimes an issue, too.
Right.
We're with Chris Leonard, Carrie Yang, headlines of the Press Times. Carrie, one more thing for you before we turn it all over to Chris. But another one of the things is one thing that has stayed over in this country that I learned, the mom still calls all the shots, don't they?
I would say so, especially in my house, too.
It's like, wow, do they call the shots?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We have that in my home. We're not Hmong.
We're here. Chris Leonard, editor of the Press Times, headlines of the Press Times. Carrie Yang, back with more right after this.
Out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a joy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with
all. Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app, 1590 AM and 1100 AM as well. With Chris Leonard from the Press Times and Carrie Yang, headlines with the Press Times segment, which we really enjoy. Chris, what have you got going on?
Well, Carrie's our front page story this week because, well, last week we talked about collaboration and working together and helping each other out, and she fit right into that mold. You have a building opening up, correct, for your organization?
Yes, we do. We were able to get a space at 112 North Adams Street, which is owned by NeighborWorks, and they gave it to us at a great price, so they are also a great organization. But we really need this Hmong center to really explore a lot of our culture and also bring the whole community together.
That's right across from Angelina's.
Yes, it is.
And United Way used to be in there, a couple places, and that's a great downtown facility, easy access. What are we going to see in that building? Is that you and the resources, or what's in that? You said culture, but
oh, sure.
Is it a display of anything? Or
Yeah, we're looking for some cultural artworks to be in there, but we are starting out with a few programs. One is a culturally inclusive pantry. There's a lot of great pantries that my mom went to when I was young. However, they don't always have things that the Hmong community needs, like Thai jasmine rice. And also, sometimes our families are really large. We have 10, 12 members, so we need like a 25-pound bag of rice. And there's also other items like canned bamboo shoots.
So that's going to be a pantry.
Yep, yep. A
will it be
pantry.
A store? Is it free or is it they're buying the stuff?
It will be free.
Okay. When you signed your lease, did you get parking spots?
We did.
Okay, because they're very tenacious down there. I mean, you're right across from some great places, but okay. I would hate to have someone come to see you in need and get a $22 ticket.
Oh, yes.
So just make sure they understand that. This isn't 9th Street where your other place is.
Oh, yes. You're right. Yeah.
So anyway, just...
He always has to get that.
I just want to give another plug to the Press Times. This is a great example of who you are. You know, we've got somebody here who works in the mayor's office and it does special events, everything from the NFL draft to a block party. And you know, she wants to build community, and then she's got her own nonprofit, and you know, there's other media outlets that are going to just gloss over this whole thing, and yet the Press Times not only did the story, but did it on the front page.
Yeah, and there's so much of this stuff going on. You know, we can't get to everything, so Carrie had reached out to us because we didn't know anything about it because they haven't even opened up their facility yet, so that helps us when people let us know what's going on too. But being in the community and covering the meetings and everything, you learn a lot. One thing we should probably touch on is you have an opening event coming up, right?
Yes. And just before that, you are the only one I reached out to because I read your paper every day and I see what you guys cover. And I knew that you guys would definitely be interested in our
story. Perfect fit. Yeah, yes. For sure.
So we're having a grand opening on Saturday, February 8th at 11 o'clock. So we have confirmed a few people, especially the mayor, since I do work with him. And then also my sister works with Troy Streckenbach, so he is also coming as well.
Well, you got a couple of heavyweights right there.
Yes.
You got some good connections. Wow. Yes.
What will you be doing that day?
So for that day, we are going to have some center tours, a ribbon cutting, and then just some speakers. But we just want people to come and check out the facility.
I think that's awesome.
It's great.
You know, I got to tell you something funny. So I'm becoming a soup expert, making soup. Okay. And one of the things I want to do is hot and cold type soup, hot and spicy, kind of whatever, yin and yang. And but one of the things was bamboo shoots. It's like, well, I can't make that. Where am I going to buy bamboo? And you just mentioned you guys sell bamboo shoots.
Yes.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. Wait till I bring in this soup, Todd. It's going to be incredible.
Oh, can't wait.
It's going to be incredible.
Remember our trick about spitting the drink out?
Yes. Yes.
You may need that.
Hey, Chris knows what's going on. She's telling how to spit out shots. She's been around a shot or two.
Maybe.
So, Chris, the Press Times being, you know, the best local media outlet here, next to mine on the mayor.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
As far as stories coming up?
You mean you must plan ahead with feature stories?
You know what? I do, but
you don't
I'm always,
me.
Yeah.
Do me, okay. Hey, let me tell you something. In the media,
that's fine.
You give
what's in front of us, that's all.
Somebody else will grab that somehow. Somebody else will. Trust me. The worst thing you can do in this business, and Todd, you know that too, is talk about something you're going to be doing, because that's a bugaboo. That's jinxes
it.
It.
Yeah.
And we never run out, that's for sure.
Oh,
there's
never
always
run out
of ideas. Something. Nope. This is a beautiful community that's always got something happening and taking care of each other. And I wouldn't want to work anywhere else now.
That's awesome.
Okay, I got to say one thing, though. So somebody was at a place, and the guy comes and goes, man, this train. I swear I sat for a half an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
The train outside your window.
It's terrible. You should see
do
the
a story
cars
on that.
Yeah,
do a story. Do a story on what the city ordinances are. How long you can block a passage because of ambulances. I mean, we get mad as residents. We just want to get someplace. But I mean, there's a lot more things important than us. And they're like, okay, and then they don't do it, and then they don't pay their fines.
Yep.
You see how many fines they get, citations they get. That would be a story. But the story's been written. They just.
I think
whatever.
Jim's trying to get a gig with you.
Yeah. He'll no, story. Not even a question.
We can always use the help.
No, not
even a question.
They're just stressing out here.
Hey, I got to tell you, I know John's my good buddy, But boy, some of the artwork the photography, it looks like artwork. Some
He's
of that stuff.
He's got a talent.
I mean, I don't care if it's 4 a.m, he'll be out there and getting that shot.
You know, we keep on trying to find a place for him, but you know, somebody's going to steal him away from us because he's got a lot of talent.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's one of the best. Wonderful having you here. Anything we can do for your organization, please let us know. Give us that website one more time.
Oh, sure. It is www.monghands.org. So just check it out and see if there's any way you can help.
And the open house coming up?
It is Saturday, February 8th at 11.
And everybody's invited, right?
Oh, everyone.
Right. Awesome. Chris, please keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. And I love your book. Give it a quick plug.
Lambo, we have a signing
book
event.
Signing.
Yep.
When is that?
Saturday, 11 to 2 at Boss's again.
Outstanding. Quick break. Back after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.